A lot of claims were made by Republicans on day one of the party's convention. What was true and what wasn't in some of the speeches we heard? Let's bring in a fact checker.
John Greenberg is senior correspondent with PolitiFact, which is a project of the Poynter Institute. Hi, John.
Hi, Tanya.
So in his acceptance speech yesterday, President Trump zeroed in on the economy he says he created before the pandemic. Let's listen.
The most successful economy in the history of our country, the best unemployment numbers in history for African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, women, college students, bad students, good students, everybody.
John, how does this square with the millions in unemployment claims each week and analysts who say we are experiencing record unemployment? What's true and what's false here?
Trump totally has a point that before the coronavirus, the economy was looking pretty gosh darn good. And for blacks, Hispanics, and so forth, yes, record low unemployment. But, you know, it's the nature of political speech, and I think it's the role of fact checkers to kind of broaden out the picture. And today, what you see is that unemployment for whites is 9%. For Hispanics, it's about 13%. And for blacks, it's about 14%. So there are big disparities, and the coronavirus has really kind of hit these ethnic groups on the chin, and it's tough.
Hmm. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who is Indian American, talked about the mass shooting at the historic African American church in Charleston, known as Mother Emanuel, 5 years ago. Then she said this.
In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country. This is personal for me. I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants.
Okay, John, so this one comes from a personal experience from Haley, but she made this assertion as a fact. But there were lots of assertions made last night about what Trump has done for black people and for other people of color. The phrase, Donald Trump has done more for black people than any other president, was bantied about many times. What are the facts here?
Well, I certainly think that historically it is very difficult to say that President Trump did more than, say, Lyndon Johnson with the Civil Rights Act, with Voting Act, and other really significant achievements over the decades. What I think we see, particularly with Haley's comments, is there's a bit of cherry picking, because certainly there are people who align with the Democrats who will say that America is a racist country, no question. But if you listen to the Democratic convention and you hear the speakers there, what you hear is not that. What you hear is the country suffers from systemic racism, and that is completely different. So there is an effort to draw one's attention to some set of more strong views, and then apply that to the party as a whole, when in fact, that's not the case. And so what you want to do when you hear this stuff as a listener is you want to keep your eyes open and keep your field of vision broader, because that's where you're going to get a more accurate picture of what's going on.
And John, the conversation that we're having about race among both parties here leads us to this next question. Here was a moment with Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, who talked about how he was nearly killed by a gunman at a congressional baseball practice 3 years ago. He claimed, and many Republicans have over the course of the last several days, that Joe Biden would defund the police. Let's listen.
The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life. President Trump stands with those brave men and women. Joe Biden has embraced the left's insane mission to defund them.
And actually, the Biden campaign made a point to say last week during the DNC that it supports police. It does not support defunding. Biden said it again in an interview with ABC News this week. So what's true here?
So it is completely true that Biden does not support defunding the police. He wrote about that in an op-ed, I think it was back in June. And more recently, he has said, if people remember the big community policing program, he would like to increase funding for that by $300 million. And that, its main function is to subsidize the hiring of local police. Now, it is conditioned on police reforms, advancing the goal of getting the cop out of the car and having him or her walk the street, get to know people. So a very different approach to policing for sure, but it is still providing boots on the ground. And I think that this is, again, part of a strategy to point to some people who are certainly with, you know, under the Democratic umbrella saying defund the police. But to ascribe it to Joe Biden is completely inaccurate.
Some nuance certainly gets lost in political speech, no doubt about that. How about coronavirus?
Well, in fact, I just want to say that I've just been working on some research. If you take a look at Trump's budget proposal for FY 2021, you see that he is putting in appreciable reductions in support for local law enforcement. And it is not to be lost that, in fact, it would be easier for Biden to say Trump wants to defund the police than for Republicans say that Biden wants to defund the police.
And in fact, Biden is starting to say that. On the issue of coronavirus, we heard from a nurse, Amy Ford, who described her experience traveling to the front lines in hospitals in New York and in Texas, and she praised the president for policy changes that bolstered telehealth services.
Telehealth has been essential during this pandemic. I don't want the media taking my personal story and twisting it, so let me be clear. As a healthcare professional, I can tell you without hesitation, Donald Trump's quick action and leadership saved thousands of lives during COVID-19.
What's right and what's not right about the way Republicans have talked about the president's record on coronavirus?
Well, she's fair to say that telehealth helps. Absolutely. If you can get health care without coming face to face, that's a great way to break the chain of transmission. So all well and good there. However, this focus sort of diverts attention away from sort of this rapidly escalating death toll, the hospitalizations due to the virus. I know that there were people at the convention that talked about the great action that increased the supply of the PPE, the personal protection equipment. But in fact, you can find as recently as the end of July that states were saying, we are requesting thousands of masks and gowns and so forth, and we are having shortages. The federal government is not able to supply them. So the picture is far more murky than this type of claim would make. And by the way, there is no fact-checking whether Trump's actions saved thousands of lives, because you can't check a prediction. You can't check the future. So we steer away from that.
John, really quickly, with the 1 minute we have with you left, I mean, there were several other claims. Democrats don't want to verify election signatures anymore was one. All mail-in ballots are verified. Trump says that he's done building the wall when, in fact, still has a long way to go. Democrats spied on his campaign in 2016. That's also false. Did the sheer amount of fact-checking you needed surprise you, or is this par for the course? Was this also the case with the DNC?
So briefly, all of these claims we've heard before, we know we expect to hear them again. And I would say with the DNC, their biggest half-truth is when they talk about tax cuts, and they always say, it's for the wealthy, it's for the wealthy. And the reality is that, yes, it does tilt towards the wealthy, especially in the latter years. But that's not true for most Americans speaking right now.
So much to unpack here. Thank you so much. That's John Greenberg. He's a senior correspondent with PolitiFact.